Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to welcome each and every one of you out there to our live Impact Lunch Break call here on Blog Talk Radio. We affectionately call it One Family, One Focus Radio. And my name is Mr. Silas King, and, you know, I am surrounded by incredible young ladies today. And my partner in success, you guys know her as Ms. Charlotte Warren. And also, we have a co-host ambassador today. Matter of fact, we may have two, but we have that has joined us already, Ms. Lori Johnson out of Charleston, South Carolina. You know, ladies, say hi.
Well, good
Hello
morning.
There.
Well, Charlotte,
good morning.
We'll start
I'm so excited.
You.
Okay.
Charlotte, we'll start with you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing incredibly well. Since you said I'm an incredible young lady, you know, I go with
That's
your
right.
adjective, Silas. I go with your adjective, and feeling incredible this morning. And excited
and
that
Lori
is on the call.
Excited for Lori Johnson. I'm excited as well. Lori, how are you this fine, fantabulous day?
Wow, fantabulous. I love that word. I am doing just outstandingly well also. Just excited about being here with you and Ms. Charlotte. It's just an honor.
That's outstanding.
Well, he even pulled out the big words for you, Lori. Fine, fantabulous. I mean, now that was going a little bit beyond. I'm impressed.
Well, you know, before we bring on you know, Glenda from Maui, and I'm excited to hear from her. I just want to say, you know, we've had different themes here on the show, and you know, we at one point we had a theme where we talked about family. You know, I got a chance to, Charlotte, I know that you've got, you know, your boys, and real excited and proud for them. And, you know, in college, some of them in college, and they were home for the holidays. And, you know, family. We've talked about family. I've talked, you guys have heard and met my son, Silas. And, you know, I've got three daughters. A lot of you have met my wife. And, you know, family is so important. And here at Hidden Hunger Global, our whole goal is to build a family atmosphere, to know who our ambassadors are, to know who our partners are, to know about their families. But today we're going to talk about the word focus. You know, you hear us say one family, one focus to save 1 million children in a month. We're going to talk about focus. And before I bring Glenda on, you know, and before I get into talking about focus, Lori, tell us a little bit about yourself and about your background.
Okay, great. I am originally from Brooklyn, New York. I was born and raised there. So Charleston is not my home, but although people tell me that I've been here long enough and that it's my home, I have three beautiful children, two girls and a boy, and I call them girls and boys, but they're young adults now. They're adults, and I have a daughter in love and also three grandchildren. And a little bit about my background is that I, for the most part, after a divorce, was a single parent for quite some time. I would always see different networking opportunities. And the dream always was that was sold was you can leave your job and you can be a stay-at-home mom and make all kinds of money, you know, with these opportunities. So my desire to make good income with network marketing was always, you know, with the goal of staying home with my children and focusing on being a better mother to them and providing them and being there for them as they were growing up. So I didn't always achieve that goal at the time, you know, I was raising them to be financially independent. But now, you know, that's really something that I look forward to. They're my why. They're still my why. My grandchildren now are my why. And, you know, my children, thank God, all three of them, they are contributing adults, contributing members to society. They all have very good jobs and very good work ethics. And my grandchildren are being raised very well. So That's a little bit about me. Also, I have a radio background here in Charleston, South Carolina. I was blessed to be able to be on a gospel station off and on for the past 10 years and do a lot of hosting here locally in the area and meeting a lot of great people along the way. So, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. You know, I want to bring Glenda from Maui on. She's a brand new ambassador. And want to hear her story a little bit. And before we start talking focus, and also I believe we've got Rochelle on the line as well. We're going to have her. We'll be bringing her on after. We'll be bringing her on after Glenda. But Glenda from Maui, have you joined us here live on the Impact Lunch Break call?
Yes, I'm here, Silas.
How are you, young lady? How are you doing? So nice to finally meet you.
It's wonderful to meet you as well, Silas. I've heard wonderful things about you and Duncan.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've heard some incredible things about you. If you would, you know, we've got listeners all over the world here listening in. This is internet radio, and I'm just so excited about catching the wave there in Maui. But if you would share, Glenda, a little bit about your background and about yourself.
Well, I grew up in Southern California, and my father was a test pilot for Lockheed Corporation, so I had an interest in flying from a young age, and when I was young, I wanted to be an airline pilot, so I achieved all my licenses, but in those days, you had to have perfect vision, and of course, I wore contact lenses. So instead, I cross-dusted in small airplanes, spraying farmers' fields in Indiana, Arkansas, and Colorado. Now, when I was in Colorado, a helicopter pilot took me for a ride, and I knew eventually I would switch my focus to flying helicopters. And in the meantime, I met an Englishman. We got married, and I moved to England, of all places.
Okay.
So flying wasn't an option at that particular time. The weather is very poor, as you can imagine, in England. So instead, I went into direct sales. Now, I was semi-successful, but I never had any passion about the products I was selling. And then I realized I needed to pursue my desire again to fly, and I went into helicopter flying. And when I was doing the very rare occasion of showing crop circles in the West Country of England and flying a tour over Stonehenge, I felt a deep passion rise inside of me to show people the wonders of the world from the air. It was quite thrilling. And when my husband died, I decided I would move back to the United States. And believe me, I was determined to live someplace warm. So 10 years ago, I was fortunate enough to get a job flying tours around Maui. And it's been a privilege to show the spirit of the island and the beauty of the waterfalls and just the magic of the islands here. But when I met Sandra Conway at our workplace, she led me to Hidden Hunger Global, and I felt something, you know, your skin gets goosebumps when something new inspires you. And I knew that this was a product that I could fly high and catch the wave. I'm so grateful to have encountered Hidden Hunger Global.
Well, I tell you, that's so awesome. And I want you to hold on just a second. I'm going to come back to you because I want to hear about, when Sandy talked to you about it and why you made the decision to get involved. But also, I'm going to come back to you, and I want to. We're going to. The theme for the day is focus, and I know it takes focus, especially when you're learning how to fly and helicopter. But I want to come back to you. I want to ask my partner in success real quick. You know, Michelle at one. You know, tell us. You know, your meaning of focus and why focus is important.
Well, you know, focus. It's funny that you bring this up. I know we've talked about my sons, and one of my sons is a classical pianist. Well, he's actually, a pianist from birth. It's just a God-given gift.
Wow.
something, you know, that he can, he's got an ear for it. And from the time that he was 3 years old, he can, you know, he could play music just by hearing it and then going to the piano and playing it. And one of the things that people told me as a mom, young mom back then was, oh, yeah, that's great, but can he read music? And so when he was about 7, we got him connected with a Russian instructor, a piano instructor, who would refuse to let him listen to any music, and she would force him to learn how to read the notes on the page. And so at 8, he was, you know, quite capable of reading music. And I was just having this conversation with him recently because, as you know, he's one semester into this music conservatory. And, you know, at this stage in his development, he's learning, you know, massive pieces, concertos and things like that. And he's been doing this for several years now. But going to college, he's also a very social guy. And so he's Mr. Popularity in our family and just about everywhere he goes. Just he's got that kind of charisma. But one of the things that he told me being home for the break was, Mom, got to focus. And so I was like, well, what does that mean to you? And he recognizes that, you know, getting into college, you know, you have to audition, rehearse. It's very strenuous. It's very difficult, in fact, and it's very rare. They don't take everybody. But now there are these competitions, and he was saying that, and I was like, well, Lewis, you know, people from all over the world are going to be entering these competitions. He goes, yeah. He goes, well, I'm one of them. And it's, he goes, and wow. The difference between, you know, me and everybody else, and this wasn't coming from a place, he says, you know, I'm just going to have to focus. I'm not saying that I'm going to win. He goes, but if I focus, I've got a good shot. And it takes an incredible amount of concentration. You know, he has to shut everything else out. And for somebody that's social, he's social like you're social, Silas. Definitely a people person, you know. And so to shut things out and to have to focus on something where you're having to practice hours and hours to turn a phrase correctly, that just takes an incredible amount of focus. And it's inspiring to me, and it's inspiring to a lot of people. But when and applying that principle to something like Hidden Hunger Global, for ambassadors and partners and people who are considering becoming a part of this business, the same principle applies. I mean, when you're talking about achieving something worthwhile or great, it doesn't start out as this amazing. We have no idea where Lewis, my son, is going to go with his piano training, with his piano talent and all of that. He doesn't start learning a music piece. And, you know, it doesn't start out as this virtuosic performance. It takes hours, as I said, of dedication and practice. And when you apply that principle to Hidden Hunger Global, for ambassadors that are just starting, it's the same thing. You have to be focused. It takes sometimes shutting everything out and recognizing what your goal is. You know, for Lewis, it's being at least somebody that's able to place in a major piano competition, and getting connected and recognized. And ultimately for him, the goal is, you know, to allow his God-given gifts to be, you know, utilized at the maximum of their capacity. But for us here with this company, we're wanting children's lives to be saved. We're wanting to see people's lives change. We're wanting to see people not have to walk, you know, miles to just get clean water. And so focusing on, it's difficult. And you said one family, one focus. It's amazing what you can achieve when you're focused. You have to shut the distractions out. You have to live, breathe, and eat. Achieving a goal, I'm looking at the revolution that's taking place this month, and Duncan, you know, actually doubling people's personal sales commissions. People have the potential to really, you know, actually earn some significant income by the end of this month, but you got to be focused to do it. You know, it doesn't just fall into your lap, and focus is not... you know, you get results. Anytime you work hard, working plus talent to me equals results. And I know that I'm not as polished in terms of explaining that as you might be, but that's...
That's excellent. You know, you are. And I just want to say, I think, you know, also with focus is concentration. You know, you got to concentrate on something. So to concentrate on it, you know, you need to have it in your mind mentally. Now, we're not asking everybody on this phone to, you know, stop working your job and only focus on this. No. What we're saying is that if it's constantly on your mind, all right, so how does it be constantly on your mind? Where you stay plugged in. You plug into the show. You plug into the videos. You know, constantly when you meet people, just ask them, you know, if you could give as little as $20 a month. But, Lori, if you would, tell us your definition of focus, and then I want you to ask Linda a question, and we're going to bring on some other ambassadors after that to share as well. Rochelle, and I know we got Matt Seiler on the line as well. But if you would, Lori, tell us your definition of focus, and then if you would ask Linda from Hawaii a question.
Okay, sure. Well, focus is a central point as of attraction, attention, or activity. A central point of attraction, attention, or activity. And sometimes I think of focus as a laser. People use the term laser focus. And so laser, we know that light is like a concentrated, it's a concentrated on one particular point to make something else happen, to either burn through. So we have to have, that's what I think focus, the definition of focus is. So it is an activity, putting your attention
Lori,
on something.
And you know, Lori, before you ask Linda a question, that's a great definition. You know, we want to attract other people to us and attract other people to the mission by opening up our mouth, sharing, you know, this business. And we wanna have the activity. You said activity. We've got to do the activity. We got to open our mouths. I know my son, he made a decision 2 weeks ago that every day he's going to talk to a minimum of 25 people about hidden hunger. And so if a salesperson calls on the phone and he answers trying to sell us something, he talks to them about hidden hunger. If we're at a restaurant, he talks to the waitress about hidden hunger. If I send him in to pay for gas, person about hidden hunger. 25 people a day, that's his minimum, and he's doing the activity. So I love that definition, but go ahead, back to you, Lori.
Okay. And so, Glenda, I love it when you spoke of getting people to enjoy the world while flying and that perspective. Tell me, how would you transfer that in? Because of how you felt when you heard the mission of Hidden Hunger Global, how would you transfer what you were transferring to other people in flying? How would you transfer that to getting folks focused onto the mission of Hidden Hunger Global?
That's a great question. I think I would go back to the helicopter training I experienced, and I used to teach people to fly helicopters as well. Start with a lesson. You have a lesson plan for every exercise that you're learning. So I find that, and particularly with my experience in sales, it's important, just as the young man is saying, okay, today I'm going to contact 25 people. Every day it's so important to have a lesson plan. And it doesn't have to be lengthy. It doesn't have to be long. It can be ticking off two items of that day, because the big plan, God and Infinite Spirit, the big plan is attract people to me who want to know about Hidden Hunger. That's God's job. Your job is to tick off. Place that item, is it to research the website, to understand the website, the back office, everything. And to relate it to joy I get of showing people the magic of our world, I guess it's because I know that when people help other people, that's magic too. when I take people flying, it shows people what is possible in their lives. The joy that they experience is possible. And also helping another child, a family with the malaria nets, the community with the water filtration system, the joy it gives you is, you can't put a dollar sign on that. Did I answer your question?
Yes, ma'am, that did. That did. Well, I love what you talked about, the steps and the lesson plan. We also have 15 steps to success as far as inviting people to see the plan, to see the Hidden Hunger Global mission and that sort of thing. So, yeah, definitely, you're right. You have to have some kind of activity to, to pattern yourself after. I love that.
It's practice. People tell me, how do you do what you do? And I tell them, like anything, you first have the passion, then you have the practice over and over. Just as, you know, being a musician, practice, focus over and over.
The passion is definitely for the children and the mission. Amen.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, yeah. I love it. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Glenn.
Well, Brenda, we truly appreciate you. I want you, before we get ready to bring on Rochelle, I believe, I'm not sure if Rochelle's in Tennessee. I believe she's from Tennessee. But before we bring her on, I know you guys have an event coming up in Maui there, the Wave event. I believe it's Saturday. Tell us a little bit about that. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, that's right. Sandra and I are going to co-host it at her house. She has beautiful gardens, and we've sent out several invitations, so we're excited to see who shows up.
Wow. Well, take plenty of pictures for us. Let us know, and we look forward to having you back on the show. And thank you so much today
for having me
on the show. Wow.
Yes, thank
you. That's all the way from Maui, Lori, all the way from Maui there.
No, I can't wait to go.
Yeah. Well, Charlene, who do we have next year live on the Impact Lunch Break call?
Well, we have a young lady from Franklin, Tennessee. I believe it's Franklin. Rochelle, are you still on with us this morning?
I am.
Oh, excellent.
Wow. Now, Rochelle, if I'm not mistaken, you're a brand new ambassador. Just came aboard last night with the Power 15 pack. Is that correct?
That's the other one. I'm going to be joining by the end of the week.
Okay. Now, you see, I get y'all mixed up, right?
Yeah.
That's outstanding, though.
That's okay.
But, yeah, you know, Cheryl will tell you, I do that all the time. So, I should have known that because she's texting me saying that she's at work anyway. But, you know, Rochelle, you were there this weekend when I was in town, and we also had Ms. Rachel Zeeland in town, and you got a chance to hear the information. And, you know, it was such a pleasure to meet you. I could feel your energy. I could tell you were a leader, too, because you sat on one side while all your friends and everybody else sat on the other side, kind of set yourself apart. And I said, that's a leader right there. And but tell us, you know, what your thoughts were about when you saw this project and why you thought you had to be a part of it.
Well, you know what, Silas? I think the biggest thing that differentiated it for me, and I was saying this yesterday, was the fact that this is such, it's not just an entrepreneurship opportunity, it's an opportunity to actually change the world, to contribute something to someone other than yourself. And for me and a lot of people in my generation, that's a really important concept. As we kind of move toward the future and what's coming in the next few years, I feel like that's what people's goals are. They want to not only change their world, but they want to change the world.
Yes.
And so, yeah, they want to be able to not only impact their own lives and improve their own lives, but improve the lives of others.
That's awesome. Lori, do you have a question for Rochelle?
Mm-hmm. Well, Rochelle, not so much as a question as a comment, and I'll probably get a question in a minute, but I really love your enthusiasm as a young person. I listened to you yesterday, and I think as a young person, you encourage me, because as a young person, I would always see these things on TV, the children, you know, with the flies flying around them and the bloated stomachs and things like that. And I always thought, wow, you know, what can I do to help change that? You know, you almost have a helplessness, you know, like, what could I do? You know, there's nothing I can do. I probably could not even get over there. And it was just a feeling like a bit of helplessness. So with this company coming along, I truly agree with you that we are in a unique position to make a difference because of your position being able to influence the people in your circle, you know, as young people, to mobilize the young people in your influence, in your sphere of influence, to make a difference with this company. I think it's just totally, totally awesome. So thank you for that. So what have you been doing? You're welcome, Rochelle. What have you been doing, you know, in the time that you have seen Hidden Hunger Global? What are some of the things that you have in mind or that you would like to see happen to further the cause?
Yeah. So, you know, and this is as we were talking a lot about yesterday, the social entrepreneurism thing, you know, and as I've been processing that and thinking through that, a big thing that I've been thinking about is how do we take that social entrepreneurism, that passion to change the world and other people's lives, and apply it to not only people throughout the world and those, you know, those kids in countries that we've never been to after seeing those pictures that we didn't take, but that pull on our heartstrings. How do we take that passion for that and also transfer it to our next door neighbor who can't pay their phone bill or to the person down the street that just had a tragic event, you know, a car breakdown completely or an accident where they lost someone important to them and change their life at the same time. And I think that's the opportunity that I see with this company that's unique. Not only are you contributing to a better world overall, but you're contributing to a better life for those around you. And so in my mind, it's one of those things that this is an opportunity not to present as, hey, you can make a bunch of money off of this product. But, hey, you know, while you're making money changing your life, you're also changing the life of another person at the same time. And you don't, you know, you're making money, but you're also making a better world. And that's the opportunity, the thing that I've been thinking about and processing and wanting to present to those that I present this to. It's like, this isn't about either one exclusively, you know, and in order to, like today, the theme that we're kind of talking about is focus. And in order to be focused, I think it's important to be focused on both of those things, on the fact that to keep that mission, to keep that one focus, you have that focus in your brain of I'm changing other people's worlds across the country or across the world right now. But I'm also changing the worlds of my friends and neighbors by giving them this opportunity and sharing with them the opportunity to do the same. And that in my brain, you know, it's kind of like having one big worldview and then kind of allowing yourself to also have a very small worldview. While you have that big vision to be a world changer, to see things happen across the world at your hand, also having a smaller vision to see the lives of those you know be changed.
See, I knew I loved this young lady for a reason.
Powerful.
And she is so strong because she ties right into, you know, our corporate mission, and that mission is threefold. It's one, save the lives of children all over the world. Number two, impact and empower families right here in the United States. And how do we impact those families? By giving them the opportunity to do good while doing good. You know, you're able to take care of those challenges, earn commission because you're building a legacy. You're building a a company that is helping from a social entrepreneurism aspect. But our third focus to that mission is to create a movement. Now we've got a movement. We've got people, you know, from college students to stay-at-home moms to CPAs to school teachers to, you know, professional football players or professional motivational speakers all coming together, you know, for this movement, for this purpose, to help these save the lives of these children. So, you know, O'Shea, I couldn't have put it any better. You're just an impactful young lady, and we appreciate you taking the time to jump on here live on the Impact Lunch Break call. And, you know, Charlotte,
yes,
we want to bring on someone else who I'm going to allow to sit in with Lori here for this show. And Mr. Matt Seiler, who's a brand new ambassador out of Kentucky. Matt, have you joined us here live on the Impact Lunch Break call?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, young man? How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing incredible. Matt, if you would, share with us a little bit about your background.
Well, for the past 13 years, I've been in nursing with my wife. I work another network marketing organization and joined up with HSG on December 16th.
Okay.
I'm also a master dog groomer, where I went to school for dog grooming and to be an instructor for it. And my wife is a certified dog trainer.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. Wow. That's awesome. Tell us why you thought Hidden Hunger Global would be a viable opportunity for you guys, a viable mission, a viable ministry for you guys to get involved with.
I believe it's valuable because we have always tried to help other people. We've always had big hearts. We've always tried to help anybody however we can, including ourselves, to become better, to do better, and to be happy. And with this organization, with HSG, it helps people that do not have the opportunity that the children here in America have with clean water, get diseases, and nutrition. And however you look at it in America, there is always a way. The opportunity is always there. And with the children in other countries, they do not have that opportunity. And we believe, and we know in our heart, that this company is here to help these children, to give them that opportunity.
You're so right about that, Matt. You know, Lori, we've been talking about focus. Do you have a question for
mm-hmm.
Matt at all? It doesn't have to be about focus, but do you have a question for Matt
mm-hmm.
at all? Matt is a brand new ambassador. He understands network marketing. He, you know, has been, you know, a profession, you know, a nurse for over 13 years. But him and his wife are passionate about this. I got a chance to meet them this past weekend in Tennessee. They drove all the way from Kentucky to Tennessee, and they stayed for Friday night and Saturday to attend both events. Any questions for
wow.
them at all? Questions for him at
wow.
all?
Wow. Well, hi. I do love your passion for the mission of Hidden Hunger Global. It definitely is one that can, you know, make a huge impact. So tell me, in your past networking experience, and I heard you say that you are working another company as well, what is it about this company? What is the difference? What was it for you that really, really stood out as opposed to the usual opportunity as it relates to products and services? What really stood out for you?
What really stood out is that it's real. It is not fake. There's nothing about this company that's fake. It's real. Real people, real love, real passion, real compassion, and a real mission.
Really good. Very good. And so for you, so did it sounds like to me that it really struck a nerve, if I can put it like that, as to what's important to you, what the value, what are your values, your core values. It sounds like it really rang for you in terms of what your mission is and what your desire is, you know, as it relates to you as a person. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes.
Okay, okay. So really good. So what would be your center of interest or your center of activity as it relates to getting people to come on board and to see the mission of Hidden Hunger Global? What is one of the focused activities that you could see yourself engaging in?
It's to being able to reach more people, to speak with more people, to get them in as ambassadors, partners, to be able to talk to them one-on-one, person-to-person.
Okay. I like that. I like that. So you're more of a one-on-one person.
Yes. Yes, I want to be able to yeah.
Go ahead, Matt. Go ahead. We'll listen.
I like to change the view that other people have of something. If it's for the better, I'm not an argumentative person, but if it's something that will help somebody, the community, economy, I want to be able to change their view on that. And
wow.
To be able to let whatever they have, the light inside them, grow. Working one-on-one, person-to-person, sitting down talking over the phone, you can do that.
That is
good. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, Matt,
yeah, that's great.
I'm going to bring in Miss Amber Cooley, but before I do, Charlotte, can you would you have a question you want to ask Matt?
Matt, hi. Yeah, I had a quick question for you. Now, you said that you are a certified dog trainer, and that your wife also breeds dogs and grooms dogs. What dogs do you guys breed? What kind of? I just thought that was interesting. What are you guys? What do you work with?
We don't breed dogs. I'm a master dog groomer, and she's the trainer.
Okay.
But for the past 15 years, we've actually owned a rescue called Paws of Love Rescue, and we take in dogs to rehabilitate them and find them homes. And then we try to go ahead.
That's amazing to me. Well, because I'm thinking, you know, as we're listening to this call, and, you know, Silas mentioned that we've got people from all different walks of life. And so you groom dogs, your wife trains dogs, you rescue dogs, and somehow or another you got connected with somebody and heard about this mission. And I was curious, you know, who introduced you to Hidden Hunger Global?
It was actually another friend of ours. We had worked with her for nursing. We also worked with her for another network marketing company. We worked together for years, but, you know, it was just mainly work life. We didn't really talk or get real personal until we had run into this business together. And now we have a wonderful friendship that is just growing every day. So,
and we're talking about Joy Hall, correct?
Yes, Joy Hall. She's also an ambassador.
She's an awesome lady, too.
Yeah. So it's word of mouth is where we're getting a lot of this, is just getting out there in the community and introducing ourselves and talking to people.
That's pretty significant, and I'm glad that you're saying that because, you know, a lot of times people, this is something that Rochelle touched on, too, but a lot of times people, you know, hear about, there are all kinds of companies out there, but one of the things that you said at the beginning, Matt, was that you said this company was real, real people, real mission, and in your line, in your career, you know, as a nurse and you know, training dogs, you're pretty busy. People are busy, but when you hear something that is real, that you connect with, that makes all the difference in the world, and it even opens up friendships, as you just said. I just think that's fantastic. So, yeah, I was just curious about that, so thanks for letting me ask.
Oh, you're welcome.
Absolutely. Matt, hold tight. I'm going to bring on Ms. Amber Cooley from Franklin, Tennessee as well. Amber, have you joined us? Amber, have you joined us?
She might be on the call.
Okay, yeah, she might have clicked over. All right, we can come back to her. How about Christina Easter? Is she available to talk on the line?
Let's see. Are you here with us, Christina?
I am, Hidden Hunger Global family. How are you all?
Hey, Christina, what's going on? Happy New Year, young lady.
Same to you. Bless God. How are you all?
We're doing absolutely incredible.
Great.
And
awesome.
Christina, we're talking about focus today, and I talked about focus being concentrating, Lori was talking about the amount of activity you got to do to focus on things, what's your thoughts about that word focus?
Well, the Bible tells us to keep our mind stayed on Him, and He'll keep us in perfect peace. And so when we keep our minds focused on things, there's a certain peace you get about what you're doing. And so I can appreciate, even with in any business, anything we do in life, when you have a focus, there's an order. So you don't get distracted. Focus is the opposite of distracted. So when you're focused, you're not distracted with other things. And so that focus is able to actually be emulated, so you're able to kind of build a passion for what you're doing because of your focus. Focus is just so important. It's a vital part of everyday individual characteristics. Hidden Hunger Global, the business and the company, who we are, our mission, to be able to focus on that is an opportunity that a lot of people don't get. There are tons of people out here in the brick-and-mortar business who are going to jobs left and right, and this is not to negate any of that or to downplay any of that, because that's what we need to do. But to be able to focus on the mission that Hidden Hunger Global has it's a wealth, it's a privilege, it's an opportunity, because you're thinking about other people. You're not thinking about the television show you watched last night. It has a wealth in itself. You understand what I'm saying?
It
provides you with the opportunity to kind of feel better about who you are as an individual, because you know that you're helping others. You know that you're helping family. You know that you're doing well by doing good. You understand, it becomes part of who you are. You know, that focus, I'm trying to tell you, that focus is good. It is necessary. And to have that diverted, you almost get upset. Look, I'm not talking about making money. I'm talking about helping these children. I'm talking about, I'm talking about growing as a people. I'm talking about these children who are starving, these children who don't have, the nutrients that they need. I'm talking about, staying focused is really important for me. I appreciate that topic.
And you know what? Before I have Lori, ask you a question, I want to ask this question to everyone that's on. Matt, I'm asking you this question. Charlotte, I'm asking you this question. Lori, I'm asking you. Christina, I'm asking you. Rochelle, if you're still here, I'm asking you as well. Glenda, here's the question. I want you to think of something that you've been very, very successful at in your life that took absolute focus. I remember even when I was a little kid and I used to pick up a rock and I used to throw it to try to hit a tree. And I would miss the tree, and I would miss the tree. And then I would just focus on it. I start seeing it, the mental pictures in my mind of the rock hitting the tree. And then I throw it, and bam, I hit the tree. I remember one time taking a test, and I had failed the test. It was a Spanish test. I had failed the test, and I took it again. I failed the test. They were going to give me one more time to take it. I played football, and if I didn't pass this test, I wouldn't be able to play in the game on Saturday. And I focused on studying. I stopped watching TV, and I took it very seriously. And guess what? I passed the test. I focused. I concentrated. I took all the things around me, and I took the distractions away, and I had mental pictures of me passing, and I passed it. So anybody want to chime in on something that you've had in your life, whether it was when you were young, and you begin to focus on it, concentrate on it, and you're able to achieve success? Because that's the same kind of focus we got to have on Hidden Hunger Global. We got to focus on getting our 20 PSVs so we can get qualified. We got to focus on getting our 4 active legs. We got to focus on, sharing with people and getting ambassadors as well as customers. So anyone of you want to chime in on something maybe in your past you had to focus on and succeed at?
I'll jump in, Silas. I love that because, you know, I think about, I like to act. I love to act, even as a young person in elementary school. We did a lot of plays, and even today I'll do, you know, some plays now here locally in the Charleston area. So the biggest thing about being an actress is memorizing your lines. Memorizing your lines. It's incredibly, it takes an incredible focus. It really does. And, you know, when I would really want to make a great impact, you know, memorizing the lines became my greatest focus. And so, you know, I wouldn't look to the left and look to the right when I knew that I had to go to rehearsal and I didn't want to be the one that was messing everybody else up because, you know, your lines help someone cue them. It helps cue the next person, the next actor into their line. So it's very important. So when you talked about that in terms of your, you know, football, it made me remember, it made me realize as it relates here to Hidden Hunger Global, that the focus has to be that, okay, I've got two ambassadors, I got to focus on getting my third, I got to focus on getting my fourth, you know, with my customers and my personal sales volume, you know, I have to really concentrate on where I am, so that takes an effort, that takes me, you know, making sure that I know where I am. So that takes an effort. I have to, if I have to call Ms. Charlotte and say, Ms. Charlotte, what do I have? What kind of PSC, OSB, or whatever am I looking at? You know, I have to make an intentional effort to do that and keep up with it. You know, almost like, excuse me, earlier when about the helicopter flying. You know,
yes.
when we talked about that, you know, she said that it was lesson plan. So. You know, Ms. Glenda talked about the lesson plan. So that's almost like a lesson plan. You have to make sure that it stays at the top of your mind, that you know where you are, and you have it. You have an order. Now you know where you are. Because if you don't know where you are, you don't know what you're shooting for, you know. So you have to kind of keep that. And to recognize when you're distracted, you know, and what do I do to bring myself back? Okay, I'm distracted now. You know, I'm off course. You know, if somebody has to physically shake me, Lori, you got to remember your lines. You got to get back on track to get your next ambassador. You got to get back to getting your next, you know, partner because you have a goal that you have to achieve. So that's I'm glad you brought that up. That's really, definitely.
And I think it's important to focus on learning the system, too, because when you learn the system, you learn what to say, what not to say. You learn when someone asks you a certain question, like, you know, I don't want to make money off of children. You know what to say. Or they say, you know, this looks like a charity. Well, you know what to say. Why? Because you've studied to find yourself approved. You've studied on the website. We have the Q&A section on the website, question and answers. A lot of those questions are questions that people typically answer you. And so focusing on that. Anybody else want to chime in on, you know, maybe something in your past that you've had to concentrate on, you've had to focus on in order to be successful at it?
You know, it's funny that you bring this up, and out of all of, I'm sure that throughout my life there have been a lot of things, but when you said that, Silas, what came to my mind was my junior year in high school, and I was a pretty good student. I mean, I made A's and B's, and I went to this massive high school in Texas. You know, my graduating class was like 1,000 people, and so it was a massive school, but I took this English class. It was an honors English class, and our teacher in that class was she was pretty strict, and you know, research paper time. That's that time of year where you're doing research papers, and I don't know. I blew that off, Silas. I blew it off big time. You know, I was one of those kids that wait to the last minute to get something done kind of thing. And somehow or other, my dad found out about that. And when we talk about focus, it's funny because sometimes it just takes somebody to remove distractions from you. And so my dad did that. He basically told me that I could not leave the house that weekend or get on the phone until I finished my research paper. And he made me stay in my room. And I was pretty upset about that. But got it done, turned it in to him. Of course, he goes, no, I don't even need to look at it. He goes, you know, he reviewed it really quickly, but he didn't really review it specifically. So anyway, turned the paper in, and my teacher you know, a week later, she's passing out research papers, and she says, you know, there are only two people in this entire class of 30 kids that pass the research paper, and that most people were going to have to come up with something else. This was a significant part of the grade. And so I'm freaking out because I don't think that I was one of the top students in that class, but if only two people passed, you know. So she starts handing papers back, and I'm hearing people left and right, you know, just grumbling and grunting and people crying and sniffling, and it was awful, you know. And so so one kid gets his back, and he gets a B. And he's, you know, one of the top students, and so he's kind of just, like, relieved. I could see the relief on his face. And then I get my paper. I'm the only person in the class that got an A on the research paper.
Wow.
And not that I, you know, again, I don't want to paint it like this picture of, like, I was some kind of dummy or something, but seriously, everybody in the class was, Sherlette? And it just, because I was such a jokester in high school, but it just speaks to, you know, what focus can do for an individual. And even more so than that, you know, I think about, you know, again, something like this. You take away the distractions. I had nothing to distract me. I couldn't watch television. I couldn't get on the phone with my friends. I couldn't go outside. I had to sit in that room and focus on the main thing. And like you said, we all have different things and areas in our lives that we have to pay attention to. But it's amazing how incentive, I guess the motivation for me was, you know, disappointing my dad more so than it was making a bad grade on that paper. And I think that, you know, as we, as ambassadors of Hidden Hunger Global, think about those kinds of things. You know, what is your motivation? What motivates you to focus on those important things in life? Because I know for me that if I had not done well on that paper, and when I went and showed my dad, I said, "Hey, Dad, I got an A," and he kind of looked at me, he goes, "Well, I knew you would," and then walks out the room. He was that kind of dad. Anyway, so yeah, focus.
How about you, Christina?
Let me get her back on here.
Okay.
Are you there, Christina?
That reminds me of, that reminds me of the gentleman who was on the call on Wednesday who told us about keeping the main thing the main thing.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely ecstatic about what he shared on that call. I mean, it was so revitalizing. My experience in one of my achievements is that I had a thesis to write, and it was for a grant proposal, and I got an A on it as well, and the teacher was so impressed with it. He said, "Is this real or is this fake? Because we could use this money. Like, is this something we could get the money for this grant today? Can I submit this?" And I said, "Well, it was theoretical. It wasn't real, but I can write it." So the fact that I was able to focus on it presented such an outcome that it was
perceived to be real, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So you want that kind of response from being able to focus. Our cause in itself is something that being able to focus on and having the success. I see cause plus focus equals success in my mind. When you're able to focus on the cause, success is inevitable. You know, that's with businesses, with people who are millionaires, the one percenters. They didn't become one percenters because they didn't focus on what they focused, and it was an intentional focus, and the distractions were minimal. But you know, I enjoyed writing the thesis. You got to enjoy what you do when you're focusing on things like that. I'm sure even with Charlotte's story, you know, she might not have had a whole lot of fun in doing it, but there was some enjoyment in getting it done, even if it was just to get it done.
Getting that A, that's right.
I got to get this done so I can get back on the phone. I got to get this done so we can get back too. But there's a passion in it. There's a cause for it, and then there's the result is success every time.
Absolutely. Yeah, Matt, are you there? Did you have something you wanted to share about, you know, something that you had to focus on over your lifetime? Maybe becoming a nurse. I know that's not easy.
Yes, it is. Yes, I took, when I was starting off in nursing, I took a program that was a 13-day program. It was a four-month program combined into 13 days. So it took a lot of a lot of hard work, a lot of studying, a lot of focus. And then when it was all finished, I had to take state boards through the state of Kentucky.
Yeah.
And that's a four-hour test, two-hour written test, and a two-hour demonstration test. So it took a lot of thought, a lot of thought process, and to stay calm and to be able to accomplish that.
A lot of concentration, a lot of focus in that, I know.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, guys, before we end the show, and I want to put this question out there, and I'll start with you, Lori, and if anybody else want to chime in on it, we've only got about 3 minutes, so you don't have to take long to elaborate. But I want to close the show talking about leadership. And leadership, we can have a whole show on leadership, but I just want you to give me maybe 30 seconds on what leadership means to you. Oh, Lord.
Leadership means being coachable. You mentioned learning a system and following that system, you know, leaving all of the old things that you've learned in the past behind and being willing to embrace what's ahead of you in terms of what this company's system improvable or proving that this system is working. And so just being in that mindset of being coachable is the first thing that comes to me about a good leader. Or a good someone that's going to be a good leader is that they're coachable.
How about you, Charlotte? Leadership.
To me, leadership, the word integrity comes to mind. Leadership is being a person of integrity, and that means making those difficult decisions. That means doing things that might not necessarily be easy, but doing them because they're the right thing to do or because they're the prudent thing to do. And you know, you talked about one of the ambassadors, it was Rochelle, that was sitting on the other side of the room. Now, we're talking about focus. It's easy to sit with a group of people and, you know, chit-chat, make conversation, but when you're trying to focus on something and take information in, you have to do what it takes to set yourself apart and look ahead. And to me, that's leadership, yes.
Absolutely. Christina, how about you?
Let me get her back on here. Hang on.
Well, Matt, you can chime in while she's getting Christina back on.
Sorry,
what's leadership
mean? Sorry.
There you go, Christina. Go ahead.
The leadership to me is the ability for one to tap into where you are to provide what is needed at that time. And I say that from a different point of view, as from the follower's point of view, because a leader is the person who's able to figure out where I'm at, and the only reason why I'm following them is because there's a connection. If there's a disconnect, there's no reason for me to follow. So they wouldn't be a leader in that respect.
But
leaders who are able to tap it, and this is in various instances, where you're able to tap into different people, different groups, different entities, even with HHG, with one cause, you become a leader because you're tapping into what those individuals need, and you're able to provide that at that time. So whether they need to be a customer, whether they are looking to be an ambassador, whether they just need a helping hand, because you're able to provide that, because now you have the means, you're able to do what is needed for a particular person at that time. That's a leader to me.
Awesome. Matt, you got a chance now. You got less than 30 seconds. Leadership, what does it mean?
Leadership is being able to lead other people and yourself to victory. Not just looking at yourself of what you can accomplish for yourself or how you can gain from this, but how you can help other people gain their dreams and their goals as well.
Awesome. I want to thank all my guests today that have joined us here live on the Impact Lunch Break call. We had an incredible call. I want to thank my partner in success, Charlotte Warren, as well as our co-host, Ambassador Lori Johnson. But more importantly, I want to thank all of our listeners, all of our ambassadors, all of our partners Let's go out and make it a great day. Let's go out and give. Let's go out and focus on this mission of saving one million children in a month. As I always say, with one family, with one focus, and that is to save 1 million children in a month. God bless.